What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Wigman to the air, and the pass is picked off by Rodriguez. And then he hurdles a cougar and is still going. And finally brought down inside the 25-yard line.
That is should have been Heisman finalist Jacob Rodriguez right there. It is time for the It's Definitely Not Tuesday tailgate. Now, we were going to do this, as you probably could have guessed, yesterday. But then all the Trayvon Diggs stuff came down, so we didn't really have an opportunity. But you have big-time college football getting fired back up again tonight. And then not one, not two, but three quarterfinal games tomorrow. Would you like to start with those, or would you like to go across some of the other college football things before we get to it?
Let's start with some of the other things, because I know there was a lot of chatter about some of the other bowl games last night, especially.
Oh, okay. And we can get to that as well. And by the way, I do believe on Friday, we're going to have Carter Freeman join us for some of the aftermath of those quarterfinals. And he also had the opportunity to go to the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which I know was like a dream come true.
Incredible.
For him. One thing we do need to add, unfortunately, I think we all knew it was coming, but yes, Drew Mestemaker did in fact announce that he was going into the transfer portal as well. And I'm going to go over to you, Jacob, for this, because Oklahoma State makes a whole lot of sense because of the coach. Indiana has apparently shown significant interest, but that little dark horse over there might be Texas Tech. What would you think about Baron Morton going to graduate? And
yeah,
by the way, looks like he's feeling better. And what would you think about Drew Mestemaker as the new quarterback for Texas Tech?
I mean, obviously, I'd love it. I mean, he's a stud throwing the football. He comes from a coach that...
Except against ranked teams.
Yeah, he comes from playing with a coach who was Patrick Mahomes' coach when he was at Texas Tech. So, I mean, the similarities are there. I will say there's a little bit of concern if he can jump up to that next level when he's playing tougher competition. But I will answer your question with a question. Have you seen the reports about him and Oklahoma State reportedly agreeing to a deal that is going to be announced Saturday?
Really?
I'm seeing it all over Twitter.
Okay.
Barstool Oklahoma State posted it last night.
Okay. I did not see that, but that makes the most sense to me why he would want to stay with his coach and everything like that. But I am also intrigued by his ability to step up to that next level of competition. And I'm just kind of giving him a hard time. But he had an amazing statistical season this past year. But against the two ranked opponents that he faced, he threw 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So against the two best teams he played, he threw 3 interceptions per game. And so the thought does kind of cross my mind. It's an amazing story, no doubt. North Texas had an amazing historical season for them. But I'm kind of with you. I do kind of sort of wonder if you're like, no, it was amazing for this level of competition. But against the big boys every single week, or the bigger boys every single week, how's it going to work?
Yeah,
Thank you for that update. I hadn't seen that.
The story is great, and there's even a number being thrown around out there. Something like $2.3 million is being reported.
How amazing is it, by the way, that, like, and I know this is just the world we're in, that it's reported as a contract?
Yes.
You know, like, Mestemaker agrees to 2-year deal with Oklahoma State. Just like, I mean, there's a couple A&M players, and they're like, oh, they have reached an agreement to come back to school. I don't have an issue with, like, the way college football has changed, because I don't think there's anything anything you can do to stop it. It's just the verbiage is weird to hear that this player agreed to a contract with Oklahoma State.
And it's odd, and Wolchuk even just texted us and said, OSU 2 years, $7 million.
Yeah, that's what I just saw, too.
Okay.
So there's that seemed like it was going to be the case all along. I was intrigued by the idea of TCU because he stays in the area, right?
Man,
stays
really
in
the fun game they had last night.
Yes, incredible game. And the fact that Josh Hoover just hit the portal as well, and TCU showed this year that their offense does look competent. And if they do have good quarterback play, maybe that thing isn't as odd as I expected it to look. So I was like, maybe TCU tries to throw a bag at them because we know they got money too. But the obvious link there was follow your coach, the guy who figured you out and found you from nowhere.
Now, was it TCU, USC, if you're into the bowl scene? I know people continue to complain that the bowls don't mean anything anymore. I might be there to argue, did they mean that much before? Was it TCU, USC? Was it Illinois, Tennessee? I didn't want to bring that one up too much to break RJ's heart, but that was a tough loss for them. But that TCU, USC game in the Texas A&M Alamo Bowl, I just say that because it felt like that was usually where we ended up for our season. That game was phenomenally entertaining. I probably should have called Jared Sandler for that.
That's right.
Are you guys locked in on non-college football playoff bowl season? Because I got to admit, like, I'm stoked for TCU that they won. I'm bummed for Jared. I'm bummed for RJ. But I have not been particularly locked in, I guess, obviously, on all things not college football playoff right now because I'm really amped up for those games. But I don't find myself having a huge level of interest in the other ones.
I don't either, outside of some of the more comedic bowl themes and stuff, like the Pop-Tarts Bowl is going to be
Cheez-It.
Yeah, and the Cheez-Its Bowl, those are going to be my national title games every year just because the marketing that goes into it and the conversation and the memes and everything is amazing. But it is fun because sometimes, especially in this era of NIL and transfer portal, you're getting a lot of these names that just aren't showing up.
Right.
So it's leaving opportunities for, like you mentioned in the TCU game, Ken Seals, the quarterback that played for TCU yesterday, his final college game to make his first start for the school. And you could see the emotion when the touchdown was happening right in front of his eyes. He falls to the ground on his knees and he's just like clutching the back of his head like, yeah, I can't believe this just happened. And that's why people can't tell me that bowl games don't matter anymore.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or I understand in the grand scheme, yes. But they matter to these people that are getting that one final chance. It's just like senior night in high school football here in Texas where it's like, hey, I've even had that happen where I'm calling games. And as recent as this season, a defensive coordinator came in and he said, this guy never plays. We're sending him on a safety blitz on the first play.
Okay.
You know, just because he never plays. And then he was like, on offense, he's going to start at guard because he never plays. You know, we just want them to get that first career start. And we're going to give them that one play where they're going to be the lead blocker. This matters. And I love seeing the emotion from the TCU players that it's the guys you didn't watch all season, but it's cool to see that they still care.
If you want to hang out in front of the TV, or if you want to hang out in front of the TV, put it on mute and listen to the fan all day, obviously.
That's right.
I think that is the way to go. I hadn't really thought about this matchup. But in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, It's Arizona State versus Duke, which means Sun Devils versus Blue Devils.
Ooh.
If you're looking to do a little New Year's Evil, is what I'm going to go with in the Devil Bowl right there. I'm sure a lot of our audience is interested in, we referenced it, the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl with Michigan and Texas, one of the more marquee non-playoff matchups. But then I think most of the focus will go to the Cotton Bowl. Miami, Ohio State. This is also known as the Heartbreak for Kevin Bowl because I was hoping to plan my New Year's Eve around Texas A&M against Ohio State, but we couldn't make that happen. How are you guys feeling about Miami, Ohio State? Because on paper, I think folks think this is not going to be a particularly competitive game.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Your face, Miami.
I've just seen enough of the bad from Carson Beck to where I'm like, I can't trust him in this situation. And then I know that Ohio State has the perfect formula figured out for Julian Sain every single week. He doesn't throw a ton of downfield passes, but he's still good at leaving the pocket. They know that if they can just give him the time to dump something off 10 yards or less, they're probably going to move the chains every other play. So Ohio State's a juggernaut. But they are incredible, especially on first and second down. They're going to dominate the game early, I think.
Now, my question for both of y'all, Jake, I'm going to throw it over to you if you can help me determine how I should feel about this. Let's say Miami defeats Ohio State 16-13, something like that. Should I feel better about that as a Texas A&M fan, or should I want Miami to lose by 21 and I can be like, oh, it was never going to work out anyway? Even though I know sports doesn't always work like that. It's very matchup based.
No, sports always works like that. I'm of that same thought process. I think the only way it makes you feel better is if Miami wins the national championship, because then you can technically say you're the second best team in the country.
Hell yeah!
That's right!
We did it! Which means in 50 years, we'll just claim that national championship.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now the slate tomorrow. Triple back-to-back-to-back of the New Year's days of old. What is the game tomorrow you are most looking forward to? I have a feeling at least one of you will say Oregon, Texas Tech. For me, it is Ole Miss and Georgia. Alec, which game of the triple header for the playoff tomorrow are you most locked in on? I mean, I know you can watch them all because you'll be on air.
That's right. And I think I'm going to be, honestly, give me Ole Miss as the most interesting team to watch in general, because Will and I were talking about it on Friday, and I think that Ole Miss team is kind of galvanized after Lane Kiffin departs, and I don't think they're totally dead in the water. I still think that's a very talented offense specifically. I love watching them play. I love their quarterback. Trinidad Chambliss is awesome. I think they're just fine. I think they're going to be okay, and I want to see how that thing holds up amidst all the noise of what's it going to look like, and it can't be the same because Lane Kiffin is this, that, and right. The other, and he's offensive mastermind, and that was his baby, you know, but I think they're going to surprise people, and I think we know what Jacob's answer is.
You actually don't know what my answer is.
What?
I'm not going to go Texas Tech. It's the predictable thing, right? We can break that game down another time. I'm actually very intrigued by Indiana and Alabama. And for pretty much one reason, I am anxious to see if the way Kalen DeBoer coaches this game a little bit more free now that his mind is washed of the idea of him going to Michigan, and that's kind of already ran its course. I kind of like Alabama in this game. Is that kind of crazy to say?
Oh, fascinating. I don't think it's crazy, but man, I feel like Indiana, I mean, they were mowing people down, and then when they got a big time competition, they're like, we can hang just fine. I like Indiana in this game, but I also am a super big Mendoza fan, but I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I just wonder about the people who, like, can you imagine if you just quit watching college football for like 3 years? And you're like, oh, it's the college football playoff. It's the number one seed, and you got Indiana against Alabama, and you're like, oh, how the hell did Indiana get in there? But makes sense that Alabama is still number one. You're like, wrong. Indiana is number one, and they're a touchdown favorite over Alabama. You might pass out.
You see Ty Simpson say, like, it's Alabama against the world. It's like, okay.
Yeah, the 18-time national champion Alabama is yeah, nobody thought you'd make the preseason number 8 team. Nobody thought you'd make it in, for sure.
I often doubt Alabama.
And they're ranked number 9. They're not James Madison, who people were like, why are you even in this? You're freaking Alabama. What are we even talking about? We're the KNC Masterpiece. Ooh, that made me kind of angry. Right here on 105.3, the Fan from the 940. By the way, I took Alabama on the money line. I like it. From the 940, you can forgot option 3, Kevin. Miami loses by 21 and the Ags look that much worse. See, I already said that. But I choose not to view it that way. I choose to view it as it was never going to happen either way, all right? So, I mean, look, that's what we do as sports fans. We find, honestly, that's what we do in life. We find ways to spin things that have happened into our own personal narrative. Don't take that away from me. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for some baseball nuggets. Would you describe the Rangers as a team that's desperate to win? Next on The Fan.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.